Good evening, America and global citizens. I quote, "Freedom will triumph over tyranny, for American diplomacy matters." President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.'s State of the Union Address, where he warned Mr. Vladimir Putin, like never before, the floor trembled and Mr. President was on fire. He almost sounded like an angry black man, like I did when I lost my composure on the Indian Prime Minister. India is the nation of karma. So when a head of state is ordering the murder of his own citizens for politics, I will return that karma and multiply it by 1 billion, because that is the power of royal decree. I would like to begin by uniting, empowering, and congratulating all women across the world this Women's History Month, March 2022. I believe, and as we all clearly see at every corner of the globe, that when women go to war, humanity is on the brink of extinction. For they are the vessel by which God gives life. Young women, young men, children who have had it with the politics of their region and union, the turn your head away from thy neighbor's suffering mentality, because it is not your fault, nor your headache. That mentality never takes any union anywhere. But that's just my personal diplomatic opinion. And I will continue to express my opinion on these global platforms, these global American platforms, simply because I feel like it. And because today I am free. I am no man's slave. I am no one man's physical property or mental prisoner in any mental institution in any union. For I was freeborn and freebred, and today I am free. I no longer wish to be the face of Africa or the voice of Europe. Today, I am free. Free from the shackles of history and the troubles of Africa. Today, I am free. No more games, no more tricks, no more tests, no more politics of the nations. Today, I am free. Look at Ukraine and every corner of the globe. When has human history ever recorded women who conquered, destroyed, and wiped out races, religions, ethnicities, countries, and democracies? But every year, men with dictatorial mentalities get away with it over and over and over again. In most corners of the globe. But that is also just my personal diplomatic observation. The European Union, Europe, is supposed to help and assist Ukraine more than America. Remember, help thy neighbor. They allowed hundreds of thousands of people at once, at most points, with no passport or ID check. And I can assure you that Putin sent his spies and KGB amongst those innocent and traumatized Ukrainians and even Russians. But all of a sudden, it's because they're European. But they weren't European in 2014 when this nonsense began. No. Back then, they were foreigners. And Putin had his oligarchs all over Europe. But just as Europe didn't listen to me in 2014, so also they didn't hear the Ukrainians in 2014. It is time for Europe to stand on its own two feet. American mothers and fathers don't want to be sending their children to war for a third or second party anymore. Europeans don't do so to defend their own borders, so why should America do so to defend Europe always? That is why the American government funds NATO, but does not want to send troops marching into people's countries spending years anymore, because it's just not working. Legally, diplomatically, and politically, it's not working anymore. Putin isn't just a dictator or president. He's also an intelligence officer. So he has been planning this for ages, right under your European noses and the European Intelligence Agency. The longer Europe takes to make simple diplomatic or political decisions because of bureaucracy, European values, etc., 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 the further and deeper Putin's KGB and spies you openly allow to walk into the European Union because they share your fair skin and your blue eyes will infiltrate into your systems everywhere undetected. As they drive in, change their clothes and identities, they become what you gave them the automatic right to be, European. I wonder if anyone in the Spanish kingdom thought of that. I also wonder if the King of Spain, the Prime Minister, and their ambassadors received my diplomatic letter years ago. I also wonder if after it was read, someone decoded it. I even made sure, with the help of Madam President of TAF International 2020 organization, that it was written with no lexical nor diplomatic error, so no time would be wasted decoding it.
Pero así es el sistema español, me decían los abogados contratados, y el Ministerio de Justicia en Madrid tampoco sabía de nada. Muy bien. Aquí estamos en las puertas de la Tercera Guerra Mundial. ¿Dónde está tu pasaporte? Muéstranos tu pasaporte estadounidense, la Policía Nacional, me decían. No te veíamos en el sistema como un estadounidense. Muy bien. El racismo es una enfermedad mental. Y la corrupción, pues, es la corrupción que existe en vuestros sistemas bancarios como BBVA España, Deutsche Bank España y los demás.
It's too late now. There's no nicer way for me to say this. America also has its own problems. That's why America can't fully participate, because it will really become a nuclear World War III, and not a disinformation and COVID and economic and social crises. And that's what Putin wants. But we already know that. And that's why we're not giving him the nuclear World War III he wants. It's American intelligence to always listen and be attentive, even when things are politically great and stable. Because we start finding connections to events and we prepare ourselves for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Before we speak over each other, we first listen to everyone and process detailed information. Look at Biden's cabinet and the American government. There are people from all races, religions, orientation, gender, because we are an international intelligence agency and not a political one. The everyone has to look like you and act like you and speak like you keeps putting us through world wars. It's unfair, and it's enough. I chose to leave America to explore the world, to learn about the world, and it's been 16 years of traveling and exploration. So I am going to have a detailed written report for the Biden-Harris administration and the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI, which will obviously be a confidential file of American diplomacy, so these wars don't just randomly begin out of nowhere. I am turning 33 this September 15th, so imagine, in 16 years, all the languages, arts, humanities, diplomacy, politics, culture, civil and social sciences, history, and stories engraved in my brain and imprinted in my diplomatic DNA. The thing with American intelligence is, even when I didn't have a passport to show American agencies, consulates, embassies, or even daily American people, as soon as they met me, they knew I was an American. It is in our composure and tone of voice, our body language, the way we play naive but are always aware. Especially the diplomats, military, and servicemen and women. It is in our education we get from day one. And no, I'm not being biased. Please refer to my public credentials on Spotify, Apple, Google, for the world to see and scrutinize. That's just a fraction of Americanism. The rest is sealed in confidential files of United States diplomacy. I know you're trying, Mr. Chancellor of Germany. But in this very desperate time, I ask myself, where is Angela Merkel to assist you with this? Europe needs your voice and her voice. Even if it's in private. When I said before that she kept Europe in perfect harmony and synchrony in a former podcast, I meant it. This is what I mean, and that's why Trump also hated her. Because I understand 16 years of hard work, Madam Former Chancellor. I promise you I do. But when they don't listen, you give up. Because yes, your mental and physical health should be priority. The world is coming to an end, and many greedy, proud, envious, wrathful, lustful, gluttonous, and slothful men have a huge price to pay. Not to me, but to humanity. I would like to quote four powerful American women. I quote, "Together, we will build a world where the accomplishments of our daughters will be celebrated rather than diminished." Madam First Lady, Dr. Joe Biden. And that's why I choose America, Madam First Lady, for it is not my job to teach any man anywhere about the significance of equality or women's rights. I also quote, "There is no limit to what we can accomplish." Madam First Black First Lady, Michelle Robinson, Obama. No description needed there. I quote, "I was raised to be an independent woman, not the victim of anything." Madam Vice President Kamala Devi Harris. I also hope to raise my own daughters with that same American mentality, if I have any, and if not, then my sons, Madam Vice President. I quote again, "Maybe it will take a woman to clean the house." Madam First Female Speaker, Nancy Patricia Pelosi. And no, she did not mean clean a home, she meant clean the House of Representatives. Maybe it will take a woman to clean the House of Representatives of every country around the globe simultaneously, Madam Speaker, but every country can continue as they wish. I am unbothered and unfettered by foreign politics of any country anywhere in the world, Madam Speaker. I am done with them all. Done. If the men in American politics don't support this speaker and the former and the female vice president to remain in the position for re-election this year, it will be a grave injustice to American history. It shall crush the dreams of our daughters, wives, mothers, grandmothers, sisters, nieces, and friends. This is to the Republican men in power who have the power to do the right thing by the women in their lives, not for the sake of political partisanship, but to break the chains of injustice to American women since July 4th, 1776. Some men have sold their souls to other men on earth, hence to the devil in hell, for the heavens have permanently closed their doors of entry to them. Some men have even tasted human blood as they have innocent people murdered in cold blood. Repent, they say, repent. Repent. And ask for forgiveness from your God. And if you don't believe in God, then listen to your voice of reason. For the deadly sins consume humanity day by day. Today's curveball sanction to Mr. Donald Trump. I'm going to take us back to 2016 because he loves going back in history about how the elections were rigged. Okay. So the day you became president in 2016, with the way your mouth and your thoughts runneth over like a waterfall with no filter, I could not believe it. I spent 4 days, I swear it, in disbelief. 1 day for each year you spent making America great again. one day for each year you sold American secrets. And one day for each year you met and shook hands with dictators. 4 days where I felt and lived in a different planet and world. Nothing seemed real, and no one in the world could believe it. Then I saw Madam Hillary Clinton concede quietly for the sake of America and democracy. And I swear it, I gave you the chance to prove me and so many people who doubted you for 4 days and for 4 years. Do you know why I think President Xi of China still has the power of reason? Because he was the only leader in the East that didn't bend to your will and nonsense rhetoric. So you hate him. Like you hate Obama and Biden. And to get back at them, you decided to throw the China virus theory, which endangered my Chinese aunt in America. And for that, and for what you did to the Obamas for being black and excellent with your birther, blah, 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 your denial to the Ukrainians to own arms and weapons by blocking it through legislation, because your comrade in Russia had this all planned out. You led America to a civil war of insurrection and the world to a World War III. And for that, I will never, ever let you go free of crimes against humanity, Mr. Donald Trump. I said it, and I continue to repeat to you. You and I are in the boxing ring, and I have not even stood up to you yet, Mr. Donald Trump. Because the more I see you on TV spreading fake news about President Biden, you insult him, Sleepy Joe, blah, 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 which means you insult Mr. Secretary of State and hence their ambassadors, Democrats and Republicans, blah, 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 blah. Let's be honest, Mr. Trump, you don't care about anyone but yourself. Those closest to you show me in their faces, their eyes, their soul, every time you throw them in front of the TV to do your bidding, and they look tired and fed up. But they refuse to succumb to the will of America and just do the right thing. So your shared hatred continues to consume you all from the inside out. And that will be your downfall, Mr. Donald Trump, not me and not Biden. You and that small cult of rhinos will consume each other's soul till your life has no essence or meaning. I saw your comrades in President Biden's State of the Union address, which many of which I don't even know their names, nor do I care. Because as Biden spoke truth to power and stated facts and tried for once in a long time to just unite everyone for the sake of America, the world, and to avoid a nuclear World War III, I could see their noses twitched from envy, their mouths moved from gluttony, their gazes turned away from pride, and their anger boiled deeper from wrath. Their bodies simultaneously murmured the deadly sins because of truth. A sin of the worst degree, with no cause, no reason, and hence no effect, Mr. Trump, for it is a law of human science and a decree of royal observation. I urge everyone to watch President Biden's State of the Union address, where you shall see two powerful women behind him, a female vice president and a female speaker, but also lustful, power-thirsty people sitting in front of him. Doing Mr. Donald Trump's bidding when he's not around, unaware that I can see right into their hearts and souls, and the hatred they carry is medically unhealthy, diplomatically unjustified, and royally insane. And before, it used to affect me, Mr. President Biden, because I would go, why are these people so spiteful towards me? I've never done anything wrong to them, nor do I wish them bad. But now I say, continue as you wish, for you dig a grave of deadly sins for thyself. As I look through my medical books of deranged psychopathic disorders, Mr. Donald Trump, I see your name not next to one or a few, but all. I am presently on page 2024, which I prefer to call the year 2024. I also wonder why you keep going back to the elections were rigged in 2020. Are you aware 2 years have passed? Look forward, if you're so confident, not backwards. Or are you afraid you're going to get so many sanctions and court orders, you will not make 2024? Oh, excuse me, 2024. When I look at your rallies, not out of interest, but to find out the next psychopathic deranged disorder to classify you under, I wonder why I hear cheers, but the crowd seems normal. It's almost as though your cameramen have pre-recorded applauses playing to fool us all from TV. You can fool yourself, but you can't fool my medical ears and ambassadorial tuition, Mr. Donald Trump. You attack a powerful woman who saw my potential when I was barely 8 years old. I mean, Madam Hillary Clinton. You attack all women when it pleases your political points. And in return, you get a global sanction from me, Mr. Donald Trump. And mind you, I have listeners in over 60 countries on every continent. So this is becoming a global embarrassment for you, Mr. Donald Trump. My intelligence spans at least 10 global languages, Mr. Donald Trump, and I continue to finish you in only one, your native English. Are you sure you want to run in 2024? Or should I first take you to the Pope in Italian till this month is over? Happy Women's History Month. Buongiorno, tuo Santo Padre. I miei più cordiali saluti a te. Sono un principe e un ambasciatore della salute internazionale degli Stati Uniti. Voglio presentarvi un caso reale, diplomatico e politico su un uomo di nome Donald Trump. È razzista, sessista, politicamente corrotto e ha perso la fede in Dio. Ha iniziato una guerra civile in America e una guerra mondiale globale. Per favore, rega per lì, Santo Padre. Digital Diplomatic Signature, March 2nd, 2022. All legal and diplomatic rights reserved. Yours, sincerely, appreciated, Hawkeye.